Hey everyone, welcome back to another 31 minute podcast. Well, this man needs sort of no introduction, Mick the Podman. Hello.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, that's good.
I thought after a couple of years you didn't want to see me anymore.
No, absolutely we do. And Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to have questions for Mick the Podman today?
I'll rattle one off if
you
I...
You actually said something pretty weird then.
Before?
You said Mick's brought a new invention, a chocolate. Oh, it's not a chocolate. It's like a...
It's an energy frequency.
Energy frequency.
For Matt Steinway.
I asked him, could you make a matte product? He brought those and they're amazing. And Jackson, I said, you're going to start eating pods? And he said, not till I'm older.
He said, not till I'm your age.
Not till I'm your age. Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah. But shouldn't you start when you're that age, Mick?
Look, Jackson is a different creature.
Okay.
He's not yet the light seed we want him to be.
Yeah.
Jackson, what I'm going to say to you is this. You lose your mitochondria from the age of 2 by 2% every year. Mm. And mitochondria are bacteria. They're purple bacteria that live in your nucleus of your cell.
Yes. I want to ask you about these.
Okay. So you think about it, Mr. Jackson. Okay. You lose your mitochondria from the age of 2. So already you've lost so much mitochondria. But literally, who feeds you? Dad,
yeah.
But what if we realize that we've got this 1 quadrillion bacteria in and out of our bodies that feed us, that run this 40 quadrillion mitochondria? Hey, now you should be eating your pods, my brother.
So let's scale it back and run along that, because I think there's a lot of talk. It's a bit buzzwordy at the moment.
Gut health.
And mitochondria and microbiome.
Okay.
So wait, and all right. And pods.
And pods, yes.
Can you explain a pod?
A pod is light food. So it's food made by the magnetic field.
Yeah.
And I said this in the first podcast we have done together.
That was a few years ago.
It was a photosynthesis. It's photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. Mitochondria in these foods, I've had a relationship with these plants for over 20 years.
Is it plant-based?
It's all plant-based, yes.
It's all plant-based.
Only because you remember where I started from, making colours for my hair salon.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get rid of all the toxins because I had been in 2 toxic industries. So I've had this relationship with these plants for a long time, the plants that I put in the pods. So I know what they can do and what they can't do. And there's not much they can't do.
Mm.
So they're very nutrient dense, made by the electric magnetic field from the sun, energy packed in, light packed in by their mitochondria.
By their mitochondria.
Their mitochondria.
Right. So you're talking about when they're growing, the photosynthesis happens.
Yeah,
feeds chlorophyll. Mitochondria
chlorophyll
molecule.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what the mitochondrion plants do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eat the pod or eat the plants in the pod. And literally, because these pods are from around the whole world, okay? They're in different environments, from our outback to Tanzania to the Amazon to Peru.
So like all the ingredients are from there.
All different plants came from...
I just want to make sure people stay on the track of what you're saying.
So, yeah, so...
Makai
berry comes from Peru.
Yeah, we talk about
Kakadu
it all the time.
Kakadu plum comes from... Yeah.
But if someone's listening to this for the first time...
Yeah.
So you source ingredients from all over the world.
I try to find the wildcrafted ingredients as much as possible, or if they're farmed, certified organic. But the elements of that product has to be tested for a frequency. So if the dragon fruit is farmed... It has to be farmed to its you know, genetics.
Yeah.
So it has to be the original Mexican, you know, literally dragon fruit.
Is that where it comes from?
Well, it originated from Mexico. But literally, when I looked at all the dragon fruit, I had 20 different samples sent to me, from powders to freeze-dried.
Is this originally?
Originally.
Mm.
So, because I was making colors. So I wanted the best rich reds, the best rich purples. I mean, you know, literally... I'm not a chemical lab. I'm a plant lab, right? So if I'm looking for a specific element from nature now for my rebuilding of who I am, like, you know, I've literally changed within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So and you have in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've rebuilt yourself over 10 years and this is the journey that you've been on.
Okay. So the light in the food, in the pod, gets activated by your mitochondria, used up as energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
That's why when we do pod fasts, so we just eat pods, for that one day or 2 day or 3 days. And I've got a number of disciples that are doing this quite well. And the energy they get is amazing. Mm. Because, see, when Jackson doesn't eat and tries to go on a fast, he doesn't have pods, right? So he can't feed his bacteria. So they eat him because he doesn't have nothing to feed them.
Right.
So you can eat your lining and then heaps of problems start, literally. So he gets inflammation. He can't repair really well. He's no good in the sun. He'll get burned because he doesn't have enough tyrosinase.
That's one thing that's not happening now, me getting burnt.
That's right.
Every day.
A lot of us are saying the same thing.
Yeah, it's like I'm sure I would if I sat there for an hour.
So in the plants, they have literally a lot of these plants contain tyrosinase. Tyrosinase is the two copper enzymes. Mm. And they're the precursor to melanin for melatonin. That's why people that go on the pods say they sleep better.
Sleep heaps better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I
And also they tan better. Yeah. They don't go as grey as quick.
Yeah. So,
but tyrosinase is also used for other elements of the body. This is just so important.
Yeah. So when you invented the pod, was that because you saw a missing link in food or what was that about?
So how I looked at it was within my own health. So I drew within me more of me. What was my original blueprint? Did I have an original blueprint? How was I born into this world?
Yeah.
Did I come from the light? Am I something driven by a force that's beyond me? You know, we had all these sort of stories that were told to us.
Mm.
So I had to really strip back all the stories and see what was really true.
Yeah.
And the only thing that really intensified my love for nature was when I was in nature, I felt so more connected to me, the real me. So was it that I was bred out of nature? Yes, we were bred out of nature.
Mm.
And now we are suffering for that. But hold on, what could I find from nature that could heal me?
Mm.
Light food.
Yeah.
It's like the cow eats the grass. The grass is photosynthesis, chlorophyll. It stores it in its liver. So I like some beef liver every now and then. I'm eating the light.
Mm.
So if you realize that cytochrome C oxidase, you cannot uptake oxygen if you don't have this cytochrome C oxidase.
So why is liver so good for you?
Because it's got loads of copper and vitamin A.
No, look,
iron and copper are friends. That like literally one's the chef, one's the waiter. And literally you sacked your chef.
Mm.
And when you sacked your chef, you lost your blood volume.
Mm. With my iron levels?
Well, not. I don't want to know about iron levels.
All right.
Right? Because.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
So there was a gentleman called, I think it was Maxwell.
You're referring to my recent blood test.
I think his name was, right?
You're referring to my recent blood test.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few different volumes that have, you know, the low ones.
Yes.
So literally, the gentleman that did this, I think it was like 100 years ago, right? But he's probably 120 something years of age now if he was still alive. But he measured this in blood. And so when we see these volumes go down or they're low, it means your copper's going down.
So men.
So hold on. So your hemoglobin in 2022 was 125. It's now under 115. It was 108. So your neutrophils and your lymphocytes in the beginning of January were high. But what were you doing? You were feeling the best you were.
Feeling amazing.
Right.
I've literally transformed
myself. But you stopped the butter.
I did. I stopped butter.
Now, I'm not telling everybody to go and eat fat because predominantly the pod is fat, plant fats.
Let me clarify something because you're not a doctor, right? So I don't want people riding in saying.
This is just me explaining my journey about you. And I've listened to many of all the greatest people out there.
Yeah.
I've gone 100 years. Like, you know, the Rockefeller Institution had a gentleman called Burroughs. He finds the cure for cancer in vitamin A, literally. So I'm looking at vitamin A as being a serious concern. We've got, you know, the likes of Zach Bush that finds, you know, the same thing. Vitamin A, nutrient base from plants, can save you from disease. That's what we take his eye on.
Yeah, I take that eye on.
That
yeah.
is just like, there's something I will not stop taking.
So that's a mineral called ion, I-O-N.
It's ancient earth.
And it's from the earth.
And it's been activated.
Everyone should grab that, I think.
Yeah, because it actually helps with the journey of the pods is to get the bacteria. But you want to use the vagus nerve, don't you? You want to transmit these unbelievable, you know, serotonin, dopamine, GABA through the nervous system. That's why you have a nervous system.
Mm.
Do you see? So the play is the pod, the colors. I was always in colors. I was loved always doing colors. If it wasn't doing my vehicles, I was doing my hair colors, right? And now I'm painting the colors throughout myself. Cytochrome C oxidase, cytochrome cell, chrome is color. Mm. It reflects color, melanin right. In the mitochondria. That's when we convert the water, the oxygen into water.
So let's talk microbiome.
Let's go back to the microbiome,
just so people can keep up if they've just tapped into you.
Yeah.
Because there's like, I think the audience is growing a little bit now.
Yes. We've got a lot of disciples out there taking pots.
Yeah. So you've got microbiome.
Yep, the bacteria.
Which is the bacteria in your stomach.
Which is about 1 million genes.
1 million genes.
Versus your 23,000 genes.
Yep. And then, so you feed that, right? So just let's say people don't have the pods. So you feed that with just good nutrition.
Look, we've seen in the microbiomes we've got now.
Yeah.
We've got the vegetarians, the fruitarians, the carnivores, every single diet, plant-based.
This is all your research?
Yeah, this is the microbiomes we've got on our disciples that have come forward to do the pilot study.
I was going to say, your pilot study's been going for many years.
Yeah, and it will go on for years. And I'm hoping to get linked up with a gastrologist now through one of the doctors that's on the pods.
Mm-hmm.
So literally what you have to understand is this. You and John Birrell start the pods at the same time. He reaches out the third podcast. You give him my number.
Mm.
John Birrell's been on the pods. But what he's done, he's upped the pods in the last year. Loves the pods.
Mm.
His butyrate-making bugs are through the roof. He had like 10% butyrate, literally, when we did his first microbiome.
Explain what this is.
It's a metabolite. Metabolite that feeds your system.
Okay.
And it feeds the bugs that make the gut lining. Literally, butyrate makes butyric acid. Butyric acid is very important. That's why we take the butter with the pod, because we want more butyrate. I can't completely spell the word out, but literally we see brain health coming back. Why? Because now we have the retinol. So you have ATP7A, ATP7B. They're the pumps for copper. But if you don't have the vitamin A to activate the pumps, you could put copper all over your body. It could be major tyrosinase in the pods, and literally you can't upregulate it.
So the butter activates it.
This is the retinol.
The retinol in the butter.
Yeah, so it's in fat. Retinol's in fat, animal, plant fats. Rosehip is the only one that I know, which I do have in the pods. Rosehip is has retinoic acid. Mm-hmm. So if you're a plant-based person or a vegetarian or, you know, literally fruitarian, rosehip is a very good, you know, alternative if you don't want to go to butter. Because, you know, we've got to look at the whole picture here. Some people can't have fat of animal product.
Mm.
So, and you also have to raise awareness that your gut has to break down the fat. So your biophilia, that's your bile of your gut, your microbes. Just recently I had a feed saying that its cholesterol is now lowered by your bacteria in your gut.
Mm.
Now, the people that have high cholesterol haven't got this bacteria.
So go back to microbiome. So that's a whole lot of – I know you have a lot of knowledge. I'm trying to keep it simple for people.
Okay, so let's look at your microbiome for the sake of
1 minute. So right. Microbiome.
Yeah.
Is like a whole lot of bacteria in your gut lining. Is that right?
I'm trying
to build a picture for people.
Trillions of bacteria.
Trillion. Is it just in your gut lining or is it everywhere?
It starts from your duodenum down. So it gets more into the colon.
And then they break all the food down?
They will digest the fiber, undigestible fiber.
So the quality of your food, they'll take or reject. So like the what they need out
of it. So you've got the good bacteria that will train the immune system because they release good chemicals like metabolites, like propionate, acetate, lactate. So the chemistry, the butyrate, the bad bacteria don't like. So in case of yours, you had three protobellas in the first microbiome. Now you have like the top five is unbelievable.
Mm.
It's got three F. pyritii.
So I've changed my whole microbiome basically following, well, I've thrown my old diet out the window.
Your butyrate's through the roof.
Yeah.
Your bugs are producing, like John Birrell's, butyrate's through the roof.
Yeah.
Like he's like in the 70s from 10.
Mm.
And we found this through the early studies of the pods as well, but with my tribe. In the early days, where we've seen butyrate in 6 months go through the roof.
That was before my time.
That was before your time.
Yeah. So your microbiome does that, okay?
And makes some metabolites.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the ratings of your microbiome, that's the, like how healthy it is.
I look at the top five that that run you.
So when someone goes for a microbiome test, is that like the when you say, oh, mine was really bad in the beginning, now it's really good and it's got the best top five and that's changed. Does that mean my gut health is good?
Yes. Making the butyrate makes the gut lining to protect you.
And then that feeds your mitochondria, is that right?
Well, they're both bacteria. So mitochondria and the gut are like related.
Yeah.
They upregulate each other.
Yeah, but like the microbiome gets it like petrol and then fires into the mitochondria, which all these, how many motors in one cell again?
So there's 40 quadrillion mitochondria. Each one of those mitochondria have 320,000 nanomotors.
I got the number right. Yes. I do listen.
320.
So you got 320.
Well, now you're really, really sharp. You're sharper.
So you got 320,000 motors.
Running at 9,000 revs per minute.
In one cell.
In one of those mitochondria.
In one mitochondria.
Which in normal cells, there's 200 mitochondria.
Ah.
And in neurons, like the brain, some parts of the heart, and in your gut lining, you have, that's why I say the gut is the first brain. The program is your brain, have 2,000 mitochondria.
In one cell.
In one of those neurons.
In one neuron. Yeah. So
the neurons of the brain.
Critical organs have way more motors.
The brain needs all the mitochondrial energy, 20% of the mitochondrial energy.
Yeah, because it's the more I've done this over the years, and, you know, I work closely with you, I work closely with Tommy, and it's like I, you know, because I like eating food, you hardly eat. It's but the pods I would never live without, you know. Yeah. So you've just bought another delivery here, and like as soon as they start to get low, I'm like, Mick, please.
Give me some more pods.
Because they're so critical. But what I'm seeing is what you put in your mouth gets broken down. The quality of that is that the motors are dependent on the quality of that. Yeah.
And yeah, the motors, then, yes.
And perfectly. The consistency of it.
Yes.
So it's not just about eating good for a week.
So you think about it. This morning we plugged in our brains.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we getting that energy from? Now, I haven't probably eaten really well since Saturday.
Yeah.
But I've eaten lots of pods. So I'm getting that energy from my bacteria. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Running the mitochondria.
I often say to people, we can't plug ourselves in somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So running the mitochondria.
Yeah.
But if I'm breathing air, I have to convert that air into ADP to ATP to run the brain.
Mm.
So we can talk right now.
So is this like fats? So this is where fat's so important?
Well, that's right, because you've got the vitamin A.
Mm.
Also, fat is lower in deuterium. Water is heavy in deuterium. So the proton that in water is too heavy for the mitochondria. So the mitochondria loves to run on fat, on ketone bodies. So when I do a lot of fasting on pods, like people say, you're not really fasting. Well, I'm calorie restricting, but at the same time, I've still got the brain intensity. I've still got the revving up of the mitochondria every morning doing those push-ups. Where does that come from? Where does that energy come from? Each mitochondria is a sealed unit. It's never ending. It's the best battery ever invented. It never runs out of energy. Yet we hear people saying, and I hear a lot of people every day calling me saying, I've got no energy.
I was just about to say, and you went there. I was just about to say, and this might be a very simple way to look at it, but it's just the way I see it. If you've got an energy problem, you've got mostly a mitochondria.
It's either.
A microbiome mitochondria link problem.
Yeah.
And a sleep problem.
Yeah. because you're not really producing. The B vitamins are produced in the gut. Most of your B vitamins are produced in the gut. So literally a lot of people don't realize acetylcholine, B5, is it's the one that runs the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic. So that makes you sleep. So choline, like your eggs, I've just recently spoken to somebody who has a choline snip or a few choline snips, and literally she gravitates to beetroot because doesn't want to eat no animal product. Now, beetroot has betaine. It converts into choline. It's a longer process, but that's why she loves beetroot. Her body is eating for her genes. And that's why I'm really concerned that people are going to these diets thinking that they're going to save the day because there's so much hype. I reckon Third World War is plant-based and carnivore on humanity. Why? Because it's confused everybody. If you can't convert the oxygen, you're going to get oxidative stress. You've got three steps on oxidative stress. You've got three steps on inflammation. So we started with the microbiome.
Talking about my gene test, yes. In case people don't know what you're talking about.
So what I did was straight away, I said, I'm going to help you with this, Matt. Let's get the Protovelo out of the way. They're the three that were running you. That's why your appendix is not there anymore. That's an immune organ. It was taken out by those three.
Mm.
Okay. Literally, we change it over to a whole different ball game, F. pyritzii, which is the future bug of humanity. Literally, it makes so much butyrate. It's the best one to have. You're so lucky to have those three in your microbiome. Okay,
but that's
anti-inflammatory.
That wasn't like that.
Because you had all those pots.
Because everything changed. Yeah, that's right.
So you could have had a normal diet. Like I've seen people that want to go on the pod. So we say, okay, it's fine. You just eat a normal diet, really healthy diet, and then we'll see at the end what yours is versus, say, someone like John Birrells or Matt Steinways.
Mm.
Okay, what happens next is this: your oxidative stress is a concern to me. So I've calmed your anti-inflammatory issue by shutting and making the best mucus lining you can probably get. You're on iron, right? Literally to stop glyphosate. So just in case you get, because this Roundup stuff is killing us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, now you've got oxidative stress I've got to be concerned about. So I say we need cytochrome C so we can convert the oxygen really well.
Just so people know, this is from my recent blood test.
This is your recent blood test. Yeah. So I'm
just
worried
now.
So
people can keep up with what you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm worried now. Things have changed. Not because you went onto a different diet. This is why I always tell people to change things very slightly, right? When they go on the pods, don't change your diet. I tell people not to eat more than half a pod for the first week. Some people eat three bags in 3 days.
I did.
You eat 6.8 kilos in 3 weeks. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't even get this guy to eat one.
I know.
Right? But eventually he will come. They will come. We build it. They will come, Matt.
Well.
But the thing is, oxidative stress is a big concern. But you're not the only one that's got this gene. Everyone's got these genes.
Mm.
This is these 23,000 genes that we have SNPs on. And it's from our probably past generations that these have accumulated into us now.
Mm.
So what do we do? Do we leave the 1 million genes from the microbes in our gut, or do we leave the 23? And that's where I've got you. And that's why I'm concerned about you. Mm. And it's got nothing to do with nobody or anything start eating your butterate again.
Yeah, stop
your
eating butter.
Your butter,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Your,
oh, yeah. Stop eating butter.
Your tributin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is basically in butter or uric acid that you make
into goat's milk.
Goat's milk. The lovely people, the Janiya goats. I mean, we were talking this morning.
Yeah, actually, where do you get your goats? Because I want to get the same thing. They're past
yeah.
Lift. Can anyone get it, or there's not enough?
Yeah, they're on the website, the Janiya Goats Farm in literally past Lithgow somewhere.
Yeah, I've got to order some more. They ran out.
Well, I'm going to try to. I've spoken to Neil this morning. So literally he's down at Chill Freight because normally I meet him at Chill Freight dropping off the orders. So he'll just give me my load and, I'll just sort of go on my merry way.
Then.
Yes, I'm going to have to
have
start.
You had a question?
Yeah, so you finally wake up?
I did, yeah.
Thanks.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, so like I know, Mick, you can explain things very eccentrically. But if you could put it
geniusly,
if you could put it like simply, so a lot of people listening probably won't have access to the pods or like probably just want to get started on this gut journey. Health journey. Yeah. What would you tell them to do for the first week, first 2 weeks, someone my age,
like okay,
young
so
girls, young boy?
The Hadza tribe have at least 800 or 50 or more different types of things they eat.
Who are you talking about, the Hunter tribe?
The Hunter-Gatherer tribe, Hadza.
Oh, like a tribe.
The Hadza in Tanzania.
Oh, right.
They touch...
You got to tell people what you're talking about.
Sorry,
bro. People don't... They're not as researched as you.
Yeah. Hadza tribe in East Tanzania literally have... They touch at least 800 or more foods. How many foods do you touch?
Probably like six. Six or seven?
Okay.
Well, no, hang on. Let's talk about it because it's real. What Mick's saying is real. So you eat Bondi meal prep.
Yep. And it's like rice, meat, and vegetables. And
yeah, so there's probably five, six things in there?
No, not really anymore.
And then you just eat cereal, I think. No.
Toast. I have like Vegemite toast on the burgundy bread.
Okay, well, that's a good example.
So maybe 10 things that he's touched in his life.
Yeah.
Maybe with some meat and chicken, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's very basic.
Yeah. So what I would recommend people to do is, and they say this, all the stuff that have come out of that study shows 20 or more different vegetables or plants
that they eat
that you should cook up. Okay. That's a general rule, 20 or more
in one meal.
Well, all week. In that
right.
week.
Okay.
All right. So if you get a mix like a masala blend or an Indian blend, there's probably already six in there. You have four vegetables and some chicken, and there you got sort of almost 20.
Mm.
That's where you should start. And it starts from your local farmer.
One of the things I'm really noticing about this, Mick, and people probably don't realize how disciplined you are. You and Tommy, so disciplined.
I've very never disciplined. Met two Tommy, more disciplined. Tommy is amazing.
Two more disciplined people
I've spoken
in my
to him,
life.
Love
You have
love
met
his,
with Tommy, you've yes. both spoken, and you both come from amazing
We both
places.
Agreed on the same thing, that you don't listen.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. But one thing that, and I'm glad Jackson asked that question, so thanks for that. It does take discipline and commit consistency, because I think sometimes people get excited and say, oh, Mick said put 20 vegetables in, and they do that for the week. But in 2 months' time, they've gone back to the meal preps, like the...
The very simplified format.
And the thing I've learned from you, and I do want to keep talking about all of this. I don't mean to... I think Jackson...
No, I think it was a valid question.
I think Jackson
question.
Brought up something really... Because people
must have been those chocolates, bro.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Jackson, he's not as awake as this normally.
I think Jackson brought up something that's really relevant, because people might be listening to this saying, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I'll get the pods. I'll get all excited. And how many people have we seen start the pods and then they stop?
Yeah.
And then, and you're saying...
I don't blame them though.
No, not at all. I'm saying it's hard to break habits.
Yeah.
And because it's taken to this point.
And also I didn't give much information.
But on top of that, what I'm going to say is what you said then is look at your diet first.
Oh, most
like,
definitely.
Look at your diet first. And that was a really good thing that you said, have 20 colours across a week.
Yeah,
a bit of chicken, bit of this.
Yeah. Whatever colour, whatever it is.
And one of the things that you did with me very well, and I am a bit stubborn, and if it doesn't feel right, I don't do it until it does feel right. But you made no adjustments with my outside life, and all you said is just eat a pot a day.
Just a pot a day.
That's all you did.
That's
and
th- all
that
I
was
said.
A really good approach with me, because sometimes I can go all in and then go, oh, don't worry about it.
Mm.
And I did that. And then there was a gap there early in the earlier years. I mean, we've been, 3-4 years now? I don't know what it is. But
yeah, about 3 years.
And there was like maybe a few months where I didn't take any pods and I really noticed the difference.
Yeah, I remember you ringing me.
But it was just taking one pod a day.
Yeah.
And then I slowly, because I stayed on the chicken and rice and all of that sort of stuff. And then.
Oh, your diet now is amazing.
Yeah. So now, but it's taken me years to actually get to the point where I'm like, yeah, this is forever now. Like it's a part of me now. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm. So where I want people to understand is, and where you've sort of gone a little bit, where you stopped something that was so important within the protocol.
Yeah, I did. The butter.
The butter.
Yeah.
So if it's butter or goat's milk. So I asked you to drink the milk, the powder with the goat's milk.
And I stopped that and I went to coconut water, not only because I forgot to get the goat's milk one day. And it's funny, if you don't stick to it, you don't.
So there's an issue with the mitochondria. Mm. So when people ring me and they want, say, you know, more energy. So first let's plug your brain into the mitochondria. There's not enough energy there to run your heart. You need 90% of the ATP made in the mitochondria go to run your heartbeat. You got a million ATP for one heartbeat. That means 100,000 heartbeats a day. You work it out. That's a lot of ATP.
Yeah.
So when people sort of say, look, I feel so this, look at your diet and see if you're actually breaking down those calories, because what the 40 quadrillion mitochondria, they're furnaces. So ADP will convert that into burning calorie, ATP to make energy, right? So energy to run your brain, run energy.
You're right. It's got to come from somewhere.
So how do you build your muscle? What's the muscle
for? Testosterone? No.
You need energy.
Yeah, you do.
You need energy to open your eyelids. And the issue I'm finding now is that if there's loads of amazing people utilizing the pods.
Mm.
The journey for them
is so many like, now.
It's just crazy. And we've been able to keep the quality control still, the supply chain still, because with plants, I mean, at the moment, cacao, I mean, Brazil is under floods. We've got an issue with, I've just paid 30% more for cacao butter. Like that's really, you know, ceremonial cacao's gone through the roof.
Mm.
So to get the elements, we need to understand where they come from, and we need to celebrate that. So when I have a relationship with these for 20 years with these plants, and I understand how the shaman used these plants, how the indigenous people used the plants, there's a respect for the people that grew these or picked these, that went into the wild because they're wild crafted. They haven't got machines, some of these. You have to have that respect when you put it in your mouth.
Mm.
I think the energy of food is not eating an abundance of food. Bondi Prep, who grew that food? What did the sun do to that food? Mm. You know, you have to have a relationship on a spiritual level, and we've lost that.
Mm.
The indigenous people knew this so well, and we think we're far greater than them, and we've got the most diseases. We've accumulated these diseases because we're running the 23,000 genes like there's no tomorrow. Like, what are we doing? Eating food that can't be burnt by the mitochondria, so the calories don't get burnt. So where do they store? They store in your liver. So my concern is your liver starting function will start declining if you don't eat what you're supposed to do, because you don't have any energy to clean your liver. The only reason why your kidneys went really well, and I mean, I saw your kidneys the first time I ever seen your blood test. I freaked out.
Mm.
And your liver. And now you've got, they're 18-year-olds.
Yeah, they're great.
Right?
The doctor said, because Dr. Green, who is the GP I see, he said, mate, your kidneys are amazing.
Amazing,
but
right?
My liver's, you're right, my liver's,
you've got to be careful now, because you've got to, because where does the unburnt calories, so if you're increasing oxidative stress while you're doing all this workout, which is amazing, you've got your bed, you've got your sauna, you've got your chill bar, you've got everything, but in the 1st of January in 24, your lymphocytes and your neutrophils went through the roof.
Mm.
Without no reason, there was some sort of oxidative stress there.
Mm.
Your blood volumes dropped. Your hemoglobin went 125 to 108 or 113 or 114. That's not what I wanted. I wanted your hemoglobin to keep coming to a normal, to reach that 135.
Mm.
Because if you haven't got the blood volume, you can't literally upregulate the copper.
Mm.
So there's no mitochondria in red blood cells. Otherwise, all the energy be used before it gets into your cell. That's why we were made.
The red blood cells, what, feed them?
Yeah, well, it takes the...
Is that like a conveyor belt?
Yeah, so it takes the chef and the waiter, the magnesium. Your magnesium dropped.
Mm.
Why? Because your iron went up.
Mm.
Right? Your copper went down. Iron absorbs, takes out your magnesium. That's why you're so low in magnesium. Mm. So you didn't get the red blood cell magnesium. You just got the serum. But it was 89. It was low.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with all these ingredients for the pod? Is it just you went, I'll just put all these things
in? Well,
when
I was making the colours, I had to make all these different colours because I was trying to make this, you know, colour range that was impossible with plants, because, I mean, you know, we've been programmed to believe that everything has to be made in the factory, and anything's going to save you is going to be made from a medicine chest from some, I don't know, company that thinks they're going to save you. And rightly so, if we were in an accident, we would have to be saved, right? There's no doubt.
Time and a place.
There's a time and place for everything. Yeah. But I think we've critically gone one way too much, and then we want to be saved, and it doesn't work that way. So plants are healers. First of all, they've got great mitochondria that convert energy of light from melanin into literally photosynthesis into chlorophyll.
Mm.
You eat that, you get energy. You get enriched.
Yeah.
But what about the fibers that don't get digested? They end up in your colon, making you fart, right?
Yeah.
Because they've got to ferment.
Yeah.
That's normal. As long as the air comes out, that's normal.
You must eat a lot of fiber, Jackson.
I know what sort of fiber he eats. He's on Bondi prep. He's on a, you know, three veg or four veg and a piece of meat.
Yeah.
He's you know, one-dimensional human being. But, you know, he's filming us right now. If we didn't have him, we wouldn't be able to transmit this through the field.
Absolutely. So should Jackson eat like just one pot a day? Would that help him?
Even if he had a quarter pot a day.
Yeah. What about that?
Yeah,
that's
all.
Yeah?
I've got some ice creams in there as well.
He actually was eating the ice creams, but he liked everything. He stopped after a while. But he doesn't stop his video games.
It's not that he stops. His body has to reset.
Yeah, he's just...
He's upgrades.
He's got to learn.
He's got to be upgraded.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Well, it's like I get excited for a minute and then like... I think like with a lot of people, it's instant results. Same with the gym. Like, why do you think people stop the gym?
Chris Bumstead only went to the gym once.
Yeah, well, it's like
he only went once.
One, like ever.
Chris Bumstead. Yeah,
ever. Well, it's like it's the same thing. It's like if people go to the gym, they stop because they don't see results. I think with me, it's the same with this. Like, I don't feel like I've had three lines of coke or whatever, and like I'm zooming, and my sleep's amazing in 2 weeks. So I'm like, ah.
Well, Jackson's had problems sleeping. He's a bit better now. Like, he looks good now. But
he's not transmitting past his ego.
Yeah.
His ego is full of what the world is. It's at his feet.
Yeah.
And his hands are there saying, I want more, right? But to transform himself to the higher brain is going to be difficult without producing the right microbes to produce the light. So the vagus nerve can send the serotonin and dopamine into the hypothalamus.
To sleep.
Well, to switch. Well, the brainstem at least. Even to understand the acetylcholine issue, he probably hasn't got enough B5 in him and choline to switch on the parasympathetic.
Because should Jackson...
And otherwise, he's not in resting state. He's not in repair state. You know, digestion state. So half the food is being stored in your liver and in your cells, in your brain.
So I want to ask you about mitochondria and sleep, but I should, because everyone should understand themselves first, shouldn't they? So your microbiome test, your blood test, and your gene test.
Yeah, gene test.
All go together.
Yeah.
And then you and Tommy, like, you'll all look at that and you go, okay, this is, because you sort of can't, I mean, you can start eating the pods if that's a no-brainer. It's just plant food, isn't it?
And it's just all plant-based, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's – but so someone like Jackson should probably get those done.
Then he'll wake up because
– Yeah, and then he'll say, well, what – because you don't know what you – sorry, you don't know what you need and what you don't until you
– A lot of people just in the beginnings, we just started eating the pods. Mm. We didn't even know. It was just one of my clients basically decided to get a microbiome test. And then I looked at hers over 6 months and I said, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. You went from low to high. Your butyrate's through the roof. And we never even thought about doing the genes at that time. But we understand now that if I can work with – the only reason why you're back on butter is because I said your blood volumes have gone down.
Yeah, that's the only reason we knew.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're copper and you're taking copper like there's no tomorrow. You loaded up. You reduced your, say, your pods maybe by two a day because before you were having like four.
Having four. Yeah,
right?
I've gone so back to four.
So four for you now, like six or eight for me is a no-brainer because I don't eat much food. Mm. Like I eat maybe three meals a week. Okay, and then only small meals. I find that I've got more energy, more brain energy. I've got, you know, I can do 300, 400, 500 push-ups if I want to. And I do that holding my breath. Why? Because it just feels better for me.
Let me guess, you do it in the nude. Do you?
He has to. He has to get personal.
I know
now.
What you like. Do you do it in the nude?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do it in the
nude. Yeah, see, I just,
yeah. Yeah, you just love to torment me on that one, don't you? So there's a reason why I do it without any clothes on. I'm a bit lighter. what my sort of intentions are, every morning I have to burn my glycogen stores down.
Yeah, I'm learning.
They're in
this.
My muscles.
I'm learning this.
And they're in my liver.
Yeah.
I don't want them. And then I go down, I have my cold bath, whatever, like my, you know, 0 degrees. This ice is 0 degrees. I don't know what's yours at?
Yeah, same. -1 or something.
-1? Well, I can't get it to -1 because it's just an old freezer.
But it doesn't matter, does it? I mean, as long as it's under 5 degrees.
Okay,
it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, just as long as it's really nice and cold and you can
you want the shock protein, don't you?
You want the cold shock protein. But more so the mitochondria biogenesis. Okay? Because the enzyme cytochrome C oxidase uncouples from making energy, adenosine triphosphate, to make ATP to burn your calorie. Okay? That's where your issues are, right? So I want to make sure that I have no more sugar because I'm going to run my body all day on fat.
Mm.
Do you get it?
I do.
So now I haven't got no issues with insulin spikes. Because I've just run down my sugar and I'm feeding my body fat.
So what happens to your mitochondria?
Mitochondria is one that burns the energy.
When you go to sleep.
Well, it turns on to repair you. Your mitochondria is basically...
So it's always on.
Yeah. Well, it's when we're up, complete different system. When we're sleeping...
So let me guess this.
Repairs.
Just for simple terms.
Repairs and...
So in the day...
And records. You're upgrading.
Your mitochondria is like... running your
Your brain, because you're using your brain.
Yeah, so it's like firing all day to get, it's like the steam train shoveling coal in. So like
and then calories.
When you go to bed, it shifts to it's still working, but
of
it's
course.
Running around, repairing your body.
Well, your body's going to dreaming. Deep sleep needs power, energy. I mean, you don't have enough energy to run your deep sleep. That's why you're not repairing. That's why you're constantly fidgety. You're moving, because he probably doesn't have enough copper to run his nervous system.
Mm.
I mean, copper is so many issues with people with brain disorders.
Mm.
I mean, if we don't get cytochrome C oxidase, we can't convert that oxygen we breathe. If you can't manage that, you get oxidative stress.
Mm.
So my concern is that I'm not sort of saying to you that you have to change. I'm saying when you change something, change it ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's just going from one thing to the other. Like, you know, he'll go and eat pods for a month and then he'll come back and he'll fart all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, literally you have more energy, but he won't go in for the long haul because he's too locked up in his his newfound life. You know, he wants to make it easy.
Mm.
But I don't think it's too hard to put like a pot in your mouth every morning.
No.
It's the most easiest thing
to maintain
like anything from 100 to 200 ingredients. Like how am I going to do that? I mean, even the cost of those ingredients, even if you tried to buy all those ingredients, it would cost you a fortune, literally.
I have to say since I changed my gut health, I'm calmer. I'm
GABA,
more centered.
Yeah.
It's like life has got real steady.
You've got more B vitamins to, transcend the vagus nerve through that, to get into the parasympathetic.
Yeah.
Like
way more energy. Way more energy.
Yeah,
like energy through the roof all day.
I say to people.
But then you go to bed at the right time at night.
And you sleep deep.
So good.
And then when I get up naturally and I say, oh, whoa, man, where did I go?
Mm.
So my original conversation with you at the beginning of this was my blueprint. I had to go find my blueprint. You haven't found your blueprint yet. So you're reproducing from something that you've not supposed to be reproducing on. You have.
Mm.
Matt Steinway has found his blueprint.
Mm.
I had to replica me, what I did to me, in someone else. And I said, this man will show everyone because you're always on the camera.
Yeah.
So have you declined since you've been on the pots?
So good. No, I've changed completely.
Have you got fatter being on that fat?
No. Remember how bloated I was when I started?
The only thing that I think was a miracle, because I kept telling him to eat, colourful foods.
Yeah, you did.
And he was rising that Tommy came into your life.
Yeah, Tommy.
Literally, if it wasn't for Tommy, you'd still be eating that, grey food, okay?
I would.
And he's an amazing man and he understands me extremely well.
Yeah.
We have these conversations at a high level. I'm not yet. You're not yet at that level, Matt.
No,
yet,
I'm not.
But
I
hopefully,
don't pretend to be.
But hopefully, you know what? You've upgraded so much that it's freaked me out.
You and Tommy have been like two angels that popped into my life, and it's
most
like,
definitely.
Hey, come up here.
We come from the light.
Yeah.
So to find your original blueprint is to find self. This is what I went on a quest to do. I had to find where I came from.
Mm.
And it wasn't just from my mother's womb. In the scriptures, it says that the divine knew you before you entered your mother's womb. So who were we? Where's this soul come from? That's what I wanted to find out. And I realized that I couldn't get to those places that I originally came from unless I fed the neurons, the microbes,
frequency,
the light, the frequency.
Can I?
It's a vibration of frequency.
Absolutely. And I'll watch you do it. Like what you talk about is exactly what you live. You're not trying to preach.
No.
You're not trying to preach nothing. It's coming from your heart. Can I ask you about two things? Caffeine and alcohol.
Okay. So acetaldehyde is activated with, it's poisonous to your body. It's activated.
What's that?
It's a chemical produced by, you say, for instance, you got candida. So candida and alcohol produce this particular chemical. An aldehyde is no good to be in your body. There's other chemicals as well that get produced. But in saying that, you're not going to stop people from drinking. So
I'm asking, what does it do?
Well, it's no good for you. And coffee, your adenosine transmitters run your liver, run your heart, run your brain.
So, but you're saying this, but what?
They block them.
Tell me what you.
They act. They
so when you have a coffee, tell me what happens.
Well, it actually stimulates those receptors that's where you get a heart racing. Why would you want to do that? Your body's in control. As soon as you get something, like we had these chocolates, right?
Yeah, we
did. Any of these chocolates?
They're not chocolates. They're what are they? Pod inventions.
No, they're frequency. I don't know.
They taste like chocolate.
I don't know. We haven't called them yet. Okay. But the Matt Steinway's
pod choc.
But what I'm saying is, did we get a high, or we just vibrating at a high frequency?
Well, I think everything you do just shifts your frequency a bit.
Yeah, but we're vibrating. It doesn't bring me down.
Yeah.
So
you're not looking for drinks, the stimulant. You're not looking for a stimulant in anything.
No. You need to open the heart. You need to be awake from the heart so you can literally understand what you're trying to bring back in to find your original blueprint. Because life is the life we live is so hard. Mm. It's got so many issues right now. But if you can't find you, that original blueprint that you and connect to the magnetic field, the frequency of the magnetic field, the field. We've got them all talking about it out there. Yet we reduce ourselves to a plate of food that we can't even burn, that we store in our liver, in our brain, and then switch on our 23,000 genes and we die of some labeled disease. And we blame the governments and the pharmaceutical companies. No, you choose to do that. You choose to do the wrong thing, Jackson. So wake up.
Mm.
If you're out there like Jackson, I wouldn't be wasting any more time. I'd be going and getting some beautiful organic vegetables if you can, or just go to a farmer near your place. There should be farm. Where we live in Sydney, for goodness sake, from driving from Sydney to here, there was such a beautiful view. Mooney. Have you seen that beautiful gorge there?
Yeah, well, there's a farm, Finelli Organics. Like I talk about them all the time.
It's just all full of nature. We're all around, surrounded by nature.
Yeah, Lauren Hall put me in touch with this Finelli Organics up here. They have a full farm, full organic farm, and they just supply it to you.
You know, and if they're not certified, it doesn't matter because it costs too much money to get certified. These people, they're genuine human beings that want to farm the land.
Yeah.
Like the goat people, like, you know, Neil and Jeanette. They love, I mean, she doesn't even make any money out of it. She just had to raise her price. I said, you have to raise your prices if you're not making any money.
Mm.
You're killing yourself.
Mm.
But they're in their 70s. They're just still giving us unpasteurized goat's milk.
So alcohol, just shouldn't drink it? What does it do to your stomach?
Look, I'll have a glass of really good organic red wine, right? Every now and then. I haven't had it for a long time. But if I do, I'll have it, right? Why? I'm the 90-10 rule. 90% of my discipline, 10%. But literally, you've got to find, you know, that happy place. But if you're up and growing like Jackson, like we're waking him up this morning,
yeah,
right? He's going to have to go through the the ups and downs through his journey, like you did. You weren't easy to teach.
No.
Like, you know, look at you now. Man, you should be like, you have blood volumes down, but you still look amazing. Imagine when it goes back up again. What I'm really saying is, if we didn't have these people that worked all these things out 100 years ago to draw inspiration from, the stuff that's happening right now, all this cutting edge and this all this AI is so much more distancing you from nature. Like, when did you go out in that water?
You know,
when was the last time you go out in that water, Jackson?
Like 2 days ago?
Is it,
not that feel? One, but the water, yeah. Like,
how did it feel?
Oh, you guys do photo. You guys photos in the water now.
Well, I've seen you with your butt naked or something on the surfboard.
You know what?
What the hell are you doing?
That's a good point, because when you stopped it, you got really down.
Stopped shooting?
Shooting in the water.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Pretty much.
But
see
now
my
you're loving life.
Well, yeah. Well, it turned into a bit of like a, like photos and stuff turned into a job rather than me just doing it for fun. But now, like, I shot my mates on Friday and just like photos of their dog and like those things make me feel good.
Yeah. So do you see my point? It's nature inspiring you. So I think when we said, I love going in the bush on my own. I love doing that because it's my time to connect back from where I was supposed to live. But, you know, you can go back. I mean, look, we all have to make money. We all have to work. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's part of your life now. That's, you can't, you know, like, unless something came where we had to give up everything and walk into the wilderness. I know Matt's following me.
We're doing that.
But what I'm saying is connect with that nature. And I think that's what everyone's telling us. And I mean, you know, for mental health is so important.
So if they want to connect you with the pods, where do they go?
What is the
Instagram?
Instagram.
And what is
there's
it?
You.
Yep. What
you
is it?
You tend to give everyone.
Well, I just give everyone your Instagram. So
I don't even remember half that stuff.
Well, have we got what's mixed?
We can post.
Can I just read it out quickly?
Yeah, it's
the pod HU_man888.
Okay, so the pod
human 888.
All right, so the pod HU_man
888.
888.
The infinity symbols at the end.
So if you're interested in talking to Mick, and you're not on here to promote the pods at all, because I say to you, Mick, please don't sell so many that you, or don't give people so many.
Because there's going to be enough for you.
There won't be enough for me.
And it is. It's true. Because Matt eats a lot of pods.
It
was funny because some of the suppliers rang me and said, there's a bit of decline. I said, yeah, well, Matt is only eating two a day. Normally eats six.
I know. So I've upped it to four now.
Yeah, that's fine. Just get your butter in check.
Yeah.
And then the ice creams go
straight away. The ice creams take about 5 minutes to go.
Well, I've got the red ones in there and a couple of blue ones.
Ten in his thing.
And yeah. So what I'm saying to you right now is, if you're sort of you're the pinup boy, right? Mm. You're the avatar.
Mm.
And whatever I've done to you, I did to myself.
Yeah.
And all these disciples out there that are realistically utilizing the pods, they know who they are, and they know what they're feeling.
Mm.
And I'm helping them, you know, if you're truly in the, you know, dedicated on this journey, because we're still in the process of doing this pilot study.
Yeah.
Right? Hopefully if I do get this gastrologist on board, we're going to start a new study because these guys want things to be done to their level.
Yes.
And it'll be great because, you know, he knows the column better than I do.
So if people want to do, we're going to finish it up now, but if people want to do their microbiome and their blood,
so what
do they
just,
do?
Just Google the Podman pilot study, register, and Dina, my holistic nutritionist, will get back to you. She'll tell you the cost of it, and literally she's just a fully qualified holistic nutritionist. She's gone through her own health journey with issues. She has just started the pods.
So just say that again, where they find it.
They can go Google the pod, Mick the Podman pilot study.
Okay, and Dina, the nutritionist, will pop up and then she'll
take care of the pod. And you register and you can get your microbiome and gene test from there.
Awesome. Thank you, Mick.
Pleasure, Matt. It's so always good. A pleasure That's to a good drive one. All Love this that. Way to see a beautiful face like you.
Thank you.
You. Love it. Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.